USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will vote on Thursday to limit President Trump's war-making powers on Iran in the wake of the administration's recent killing of a top Iranian terrorist. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill were briefed regarding that killing, and Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio says if anyone believes President Trump doesn't have a plan,
I can tell you that it's pretty apparent what the strategy is, and that is that Iran needs to abandon any sort of nuclear weapons ambitions, it needs to stop sponsoring terrorist groups, and it needs to stop developing ballistic long-range missiles. And if it does those three things...
How do you get there?
Well, I think... Guys, that's one of the reasons why we have relied on economic pressure.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, another record high as the Dow gained 161 points to finish at 28,745. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
More than two-thirds of Puerto Rico residents are still without power as the island continues to rebuild from a series of earthquakes. Puerto Rico's Electric Power Authority says they have restored service only to about one-third of the 1.5 million customers. Also, a quarter of a million people do not have running water. The most well-known maker of imitation meat has backed out of a huge deal. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
Impossible Foods pulling out of a coveted deal to supply McDonald's with plant-based burgers, saying it's impossible for it to produce enough patties at this time to partner with the world's number one fast food chain. The reversal coming as the imitation meat makers have been trying to convince more and more restaurants to offer their products. Impossible Foods CEO Pat Brown says, quote, "It would be stupid for us to be vying for them right now." Speaking of McDonald's, adding, "We don't have the ability to scale up production at this time."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, oil prices are falling after President Trump says Iran is standing down, signaling a possible relaxing of tensions in the Middle East. Now, regarding what the United States and what other countries are going to do to keep the oil supply safe in the Middle East, Kurt Lippold is a former assistant commander of the USS Cole. He tells Fox News.
Well, first thing we're going to do is the United States Navy, along with other navies, are going to ensure this transit through the Strait of Hormuz as an international waterway stays open, does not come under threat, and that Iran does not try to come out, harass shipping, or try to do things that interdict or disrupt the world's oil supply going. That's one of the key things navies do, and the United States is more than capable of keeping that waterway open.
Now, regarding Iran going back to use cyber attacks like they have done in the past, former CIA covert operations officer Mike Baker says,
"Look, they're not us. We're at the top of the food chain when it comes to the capabilities, offensive and defensive, for cyber warfare, cyber attacks. They're not China, they're not Russia, but they are increasingly focusing this effort. Look, they've already got the targets, right? Any country that has these capabilities has a binder with nothing but targets and priorities, and they've been looking at this. So you can guarantee that as we're talking, there are individuals in Iran that are sitting looking through, they're ticking off which targets to go after."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.